Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
And now it's time for our new game. It's the Pushing Into Queues game. So we've come up with some excuses, right? Why we need to push to the front of the queue.
What is this?
In supermarkets. It's our theme tune.
What is it? Who's that laughing?
I don't know. All right, what you have to do is tell me, did the excuse work or not, all right? That's your job, Chopper. You're playing the quiz, all
right? Oh, I'm right. Okay, right.
We did this in various shops near to Radio 1, but like the guy who had a broken leg in the supermarket with Grace in Durham, will they let us push in, all right?
Okay.
Okay. Right, we're going to have Laura first on the Pushing Into Queues game. Right, she's going to say that she has got terrible diarrhea.
Okay.
Yes or no, Chopper?
Yes.
Would they let her push
I would.
It? You would?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Cool, yeah.
This is what happened earlier.
Okay.
You need to buy these goods really quick because of the diarrhea. Okay?
Okay.
Good luck.
So, excuse me, do you mind if I go in front of you? I've got really bad diarrhea and I need to just buy this as soon as possible. Is that all right? Sorry, can I jump the queue? Thank you. Excuse me. Sorry, I've got really bad diarrhoea and I need to buy this. Can I jump the queue? Thank you. Sorry.
Say it's running down your leg.
Is it okay if I go in front of you? Sorry. Is it okay if I go in front of you? I've got really bad diarrhoea. Sorry. Excuse me. Is it all right if I jump the queue? I've got really bad diarrhoea. I just need to get out. Sorry. Sorry. Is it all right if I jump in front? Thank you. Right, I'm at the top of the queue.
Yeah! I love that. Are you about to pay?
Hold on. There you go. Just that, please. Yes, please. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
You had to get through a lot of people there, didn't you, Laura?
What a long queue that was.
I started right at the back. There was about 15 people. So I started asking at the back and made my way forward.
It was one of those supermarkets where they open a new checkout then if there's just one person in front of you.
It's one of those ones you've got to queue and then there's a number of checkouts at the end.
Sorry, I've got really bad diarrhoea and I need to buy this. Can I jump the queue?
That one definitely worked.
I win.
You win on that one. Okay, Laura again. This time, I've got bad athlete's foot. Would they let you in?
No.
They won't let you in?
No.
Bit itchy, you've got bad athlete's foot.
Oh, this is going to make me cringe.
Do they let you in or not? No? You're saying no?
I'm saying no.
Okay.
Sorry, excuse me. Sorry, can I just go ahead of you? I've got really bad athlete's foot and it's killing me. Can I go ahead? Thank you very much. Thank you. Here you go, thank you. Just those, please. Thank you.
See?
That's ridiculous.
Let you in. That is good.
So diarrhea and athlete's foot works.
Yep. Well done, Laura.
The guy gave me a really funny look, but still let me go.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Now it's my turn, okay? I'm out in the shops now, and this is really embarrassing. Okay? Right, it's me saying, can I push in front of you, please? I'm Scott Mills from Radio 1. Is that a yes?
I would be truly astounded if this works.
Okay.
It must be a no.
Okay.
Must be a no.
So you're saying it's a no for me saying I'm Scott from Radio 1.
Well, I'm having to base my kind of guesses on what I would do in that situation. And diarrhea, I would let somebody through, but Scott Mills from Radio 1, no chance.
This was a really unpleasant thing to do, but no. Okay?
No, it's a no from me.
Oh, no. Excuse me. Would it be okay if I went to the... In front of you, is that okay? I'm Scott Mills from Radio 1. Okay. Excuse me. Can I just get in front of you there? I'm Scott Mills from Radio 1. Is that all right? Thank you. Thank you.
Hello.
Hi, thank you. Thank you.
What's happening?
I'm paying.
You are kidding me.
What happened was the first lady was like, no. So I kind of jumped in front of her and asked the woman in front of her, and she said, yeah. And she was the one right at the start of the queue, so I just kind of bypassed the woman I asked
so
first.
The first one said no.
Yeah, so I went in front of her.
Anyhow.
Yeah. And the lady said, yeah, so that works. Try that. Don't try that at home. Okay.
Oh,
right,
dear.
One more. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Laura saying, yes or no, Chopper. Can I get through, please? I'm a lesbian. Yes or no?
Oh, that's a tricky one. It depends how she asked it. Did you say it in a sultry way, or did you just say it in a...
I am a lesbian.
Or did you just say it in a normal way? It depends whether it'd be a queue full of women or men. I'm going to say no.
You're saying no?
Mm.
That wouldn't work in a queue.
I don't think it would work in a queue.
Let's do it.
Hold on. Sorry, excuse me. I wouldn't be able to duck in front of you, would I? I'm a lesbian and I've got to get to a meeting. Thank you. Sorry. Thank you. Thanks very much for that. Cheers, love.
It never fails.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. I'm a lesbian. Excuse me, thanks.
There we are.
That worked.
Yes. That worked.
I'm going to try that one tonight on the way home.
Well, funny you should say that. I already have.
No!
So, I'm a lesbian. Does that work to get you to the front of a supermarket queue? Yes or no on the pushing in queues game?
Just because all the rest have done, I'm going to say yes.
What? So I'm going up to somebody in a queue saying I'm a lesbian and that's going to work?
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
I'm scared. Okay.
Go right to the front. March right up.
Okay.
Announce to everybody in the queue.
Excuse me. Can I possibly get in front of you there, just because I'm a lesbian? No? Excuse me. Excuse me. Sorry to bother you. I'm a lesbian. I'm in a bit of a rush and I'm a lesbian, so could I just get through there? Is that okay? Right. Okay.
What's happening?
Hang on. Excuse me. Am I okay to get in front of you there, just in the queue, because I'm a lesbian? No? No one's letting me. I've been told to go to the back. I only wanted a skinny lemon and poppy seed muffin. I can't even bear to buy anything. Thank you. Oh, God. Oh, no. Do you know what nearly happened then?
What?
As I was walking out, guess who I had to open the door for?
Andy Parfitt.
No, Vanessa Phelps.
Oh, so that didn't work.
Oh, I've gone bright red for you.
Oh, it's awful, isn't it? I can't believe if that happened 5 seconds later, I would have to burst in front of the queue in front of Vanessa Feltz.
She'd have probably taken the muffin off you.
I think she would. Wrestle me to the floor. Anyway, so that one doesn't work. It works for girls, but not for boys. So don't try that one if you're trying to... You're in a bit of a hurry. You're trying to get to the front of the queue. That was awful, wasn't it?
What?
Awful. I'm glad you feel my pain. And that was our pushing in front of the queue game.
Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Before that, Foo Fighters, hello there. It's Monday afternoon. Thank you very much, Edith Atchell Bowman. This is Mills on Radio 1 for the way home with Out of Office new track, Lupe Fiasco. A new record of the week from those crazy One Republic guys and the Holloways. Hello, Chops.
You all right?
Are you?
Yeah, I'm mentally I'm fine, physically I'm not.
Physically not fine?
No.
Have you got that norovirus, which I thought I had yesterday?
No, I've had that already, so it's worse than that.
You know me, I like a bit of honest now and again, and yeah. I really didn't feel good at all yesterday.
Is it man's problem?
Kind of, yeah. My nipples are bleeding.
Oh, that's nasty,
See, everybody winces then, both of them.
Oh, what, bleeding a lot?
Like bleeding, when I took my T-shirt off earlier, they had two big red patches on my T-shirt.
Do you keep bleeding, keep bleeding love.
That's exactly what I am doing, yeah.
What have you been doing?
Running. It's jogger's nipple. That's all it is.
Oh, I get that. It does chafe sometimes, doesn't it?
It does massively chafe. It's a serious medical condition. I forgot to Vaseline myself up beforehand.
It's because, isn't it, because like, your clothes are up against you, yeah, and you get a bit...
And it was windy and raining, and obviously the pace I was going at, you know, all the friction.
Yeah.
Anyhow, so now I've...
Might have never bled before, though.
Really?
Oh, I've had irritation.
And the worst thing is, I can't, because I have hairy nipples, I can't put plasters on. Well, I have a hairy chest, but I can't put, I don't just have hair on my nipple.
I'm actually quite relieved, because I thought you'd been doing something dodgy with nipple clamps.
No.
Gross.
As often at the weekend.
Yeah, I'm well known for my work with nipple clamps every weekend. So, anyhow, I'll be in agony for
I didn't
also.
Do any of that business, but... I'd like to know, were you like me at the weekend? You know, sometimes you fancy a roast of a weekend, right? After watching that Jamie Oliver and Hugh Fearnley doodah thing last week, right? Normally, our chicken's, what, £3-4, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm thinking I'd like some chicken, yes I would. Managed to buy one for about £12 yesterday because of the guilt. I tried to pick one that looked like it had a good life, you know. Lived a bit of a playboy lifestyle. Died of natural causes.
Yeah.
Lived for most of his life in a condo in Miami. Went on a ski break every year to Val d'Isere. Do you know what I mean? Laura did the same. She got chicken guilt again.
I had to go to three different supermarkets, though, to get a free-range organic chicken.
Yeah. I didn't watch that programme deliberately so I can keep buying cheap chicken.
But I was walking around the supermarket, like, parading it with the label so everybody could see it was the organic one.
Well,
like,
you
it
should
was some
do for
kind
that
of,
price.
Like, designer handbag.
Yeah.
Like, woo!
Designer chicken.
Yeah, frowning upon people who had the normal chicken. I became a chicken snob.
You chicken snob. Yeah, mine's organic. Radio 1 Podcast. Okay, I've got the best new invention in the world to tell you about, Chopper.
Yep.
Right? Think back to the favourite times in your life, okay?
Right.
The absolute favourite times.
Yeah.
Does this ring a bell to you?
Remember the good old days when you had time to just go fishing? Life was simple back then, and fishing was one of life's great treasures.
Remember those days?
Oh, we God, used to how go, I long for those days.
We used to go fishing all the time.
We did, rods in hand.
We did.
Off to the bank.
And now those days are
River
gone.
River bank, not a bank.
Those days are gone.
Yeah.
Because we don't have fishing rods here, do we?
No.
But,
Well, now you can be ready to fish anytime, anywhere with the amazing new Fish Pen by Coleman.
That's right, introducing the new Fish Pen.
Right.
Want to know more?
Do you know what? I am literally on the edge of this seat.
It looks like an ordinary pen, but watch it instantly transform into a durable fishing rod that you can carry with you all the time.
So it's a pen and a fishing rod. How good
wow.
is that? Right? The pen looks like an average kind of normal silver pen, but extends and extends and extends to become a fishing rod. That is great.
Oh, God, I wish I could have one of those.
What makes the Fish Pen unique is the sturdy telescoping rod made of super strong alloy and the solid detachable reel machined with a beautiful brass finish.
Now, I have to point out, it's not just a pen. Obviously, you do have to attach an enormous big reel on the side of it. So, there is a reel involved which you have to attach on.
There's never been a fishing pole as easy or compact as the Fish Pen, and everyone from amateurs to experts love it.
Would you like to hear what the amateur and experts think about the Fish Pen?
Casting's no problem with the Fish Pen.
I can't believe they found somebody so enthused about it.
Casting's no problem with the Fish Pen.
He doesn't sound like he should be there, does he?
He doesn't.
Casting's no problem with the Fish Pen.
Right. Sometimes I don't have time to pack bulky equipment. That's when I reach for my Coleman Fish Pen.
I think he might be reading that. Don't you?
For my again.
Sometimes I don't have time to pack bulky equipment. That's when I reach for my Coleman Fish Pen. Mm.
Maggot sandwiches, little chair. I haven't got time to get the rod.
Whip the pen out.
Let's get the pen.
This is you, this is.
At work daydreaming again? Now you can spend your lunchtime fishing with the Fish Pen.
So what we could do, right, maybe we'd meet up a bit earlier before the show.
Yeah.
And we could go fishing at lunchtime.
Brilliant.
Like we used to do.
And then we can come in and just write.
That's
with
right.
the rod that
yeah.
we've been using.
You could write all your sports news with the same rod that you used to go fishing with me at lunchtime.
I need one.
Here's
need
some more
one.
People that are delighted with their Fish Pen.
This is great. With the Coleman Fish Pen, I can take him fishing anytime he likes.
Yeah.
Wow, I always catch fish with my fish pen.
No, I don't believe that last
I don't believe him either.
Wow, I always catch fish with my fish pen.
The Coleman fish pen. It's the greatest gift I could give my grandkids.
That's not true. What about a computer game, maybe? Or a skateboard? A new bike.
The Coleman fish pen. It's the greatest gift I could give my grandkids.
They wanted a Nintendo Wii, yep. Not a fish pen.
But they've got a pen that turns into a fishing rod.
Call right now and we'll double this offer and give you an extra fish pen for free. Just pay separate shipping and handling. That's one for you and one for your fishing buddy.
Oh, brilliant. Thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Vicky.
Hello.
Right, where are you today?
I'm in Dagenham at the moment, on my way home.
Similar things happening to you, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. The whole guilt factor is terrible.
I know, those poor chickens.
I know, it's horrible.
Oh, sorry, Chopper thought you'd had bleeding nipples.
I thought you were about to give me advice on bleeding nipples.
No, afraid not. Oh. No, never suffered from that, unfortunately. Oh, okay. Fortunately, even.
Unfortunately, I've never had a bleeding nipple.
Ew.
So, what happened then? You were in the supermarket yesterday, was it?
Well, I searched everywhere. It was on Friday, actually, because I thought I'd go and buy one, so I did, and... Yeah, the whole guilt factor, obviously.
Right, so what did you end up doing? Buying a £50 chicken or something?
Well, it was nearly £10, and it was the tiniest thing possible. Yeah, something that you could have bought for £2.50, but never mind, it had to be done.
But were you parading the organic label around sneering at people that had bought cheap chickens?
Sneering loads. I stood there for ages sneering.
Yeah, exactly.
It had to be done.
You spent the money, you're allowed to gloat.
Definitely. And I will continue to do so, as I hope everyone else will.
Yeah, we're all going
to
be poor, but at least we'll have organic chicken, eh?
Exactly. All right. And it didn't taste any different.
No.
I really wanted it to.
No, it doesn't, does it? At least they had a good life.
Yeah, definitely.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Wow, I always catch fish with my fish pen.
Is that the guy off of...
I like turtles.
It sounds a little bit.
It does, doesn't it, actually? Yeah.
Also, Frank Lampard blatantly loves the fish pen.
Casting's no problem with the fish pen.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
On a Monday afternoon, about this time, we like to have a trawl through the Flirt Divert line to see what randoms you've met over the weekend. Today, Flirt Divert starts with a quiz.
Well, guess what I'm doing.
Guess what I'm doing. Any ideas?
Well, guess what I'm doing.
8199.
So, sounds like he's lifting weights or something.
That's done it. Sounds out of breath.
Yeah, straining.
And he's trying to crush a melon between his thighs.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Actually, yeah, that you could be right there, if you listen to his voice.
But guess what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
You don't hear the pop of the melon.
No. He got cut off before then. Right. Listen to this catch.
Oh, I got your number there at the weekend. I was just wondering when you're going to phone for some action. You're talking to Action Jackson here. So you know my number. When you want it, you can get it any time.
That was Action Jackson. Is that Leon Jackson off X Factor? Or was Action Jackson one of the little known members of Jackson 5?
Was he the fifth one?
Was he... It's Michael...
Tito.
Jermaine...
Janet.
Bob, not... She wasn't in. Janet and... Action.
And Action.
Yeah.
You're talking to Action Jackson here. When you want it, you can get it any time. You're talking to Action Jackson here.
Yeah. That was it, wasn't it?
You're talking to Action Jackson here. When you want it, you can get it any time.
And here they are together. Now, did you lose any clothes this weekend?
Is he on drums?
I can't remember.
You're talking to Action Jackson here.
Did you use any lose any clothes this weekend, right? Imagine this, you wake up the next morning, you've been out, got a bit of a headache. Oh, I've got a missed call. Ooh, I've got a voicemail. Right, imagine this on your actual phone as a message.
Hi, I was just wondering, is there any chance of that app sent in again, because I've still got your left sock. I don't know. Anyway, I'll see you around. Bye.
So you being drunk does make you attractive.
Can I point the obvious out there? Can't socks go on either foot?
Yes, they can.
So is the person he's topped off with particularly stupid that they have to initial their socks R and L?
Oh, yeah.
However, on picture socks, the pictures go on the outside.
What are picture socks?
Like, you know when you have Homer Simpson socks?
Oh, novelty socks.
Yeah, and Homer Simpson would go on the outside.
I thought they could go on either side, picture socks. Couldn't they?
Is that true?
Yeah.
I never knew that. Well, that's amazing, Laura.
Is there any chance of that happening again?
Well done, whoever gave him the flirt of a number. Seriously, you escaped.
I've still got your left sock. I don't know.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1.
Right, we don't talk about films very often on this show, do we? Because we know nothing about them. A couple of things. One of my mates who I saw at the weekend told me that I Am Legend, he went to see that last week and said it was rubbish. I thought that was supposed to be really good.
I tried to watch a film on Friday night, I think. But fell asleep halfway through and it was rubbish.
Were you in the cinema?
No, at home. Night at the museum.
That's quite good, that.
Did you think? Oh, God.
Rubbish.
Star-studded cast.
Yeah, it doesn't mean it any good, though, does it? Just because there's loads of...
I just thought it was a bit weird.
Can't be asked for that. I saw the trailer.
Halfway
that
through it.
No. Seriously, if the trailer for that was the best bit, I'm not watching the whole thing. But Laura claims to have seen the worst film of all time this weekend.
Even though
in the cinema, everyone else was enjoying it, well, they were crying, which means it must have had some effect on them.
Yeah.
What was it?
I went to see P.S. I Love You, starring Hilary Swank, and it was rubbish.
Was it?
Yeah.
But we get texts every day, like on Edith's show, saying that the people just in tears because it's so emotional.
It is really emotional. James was in tears all the way through from start to finish because he's quite emo.
But you were laughing.
The premise is ridiculous. It's about this woman whose husband dies and then he sends her letters from beyond the grave.
Why?
Well,
isn't that Ghost?
No, like to help her get over his death. But it's just
That's not going to help her, is it?
No.
Just in case you found somebody else. Darling, here's a reminder of me. Here I am again.
But
I'm dead.
I don't think it'd have gone, woo. I don't think many ghosts go, woo.
They do in my head.
While the whole cinema was, like, crying, I just lost it and started wetting myself laughing because I thought it was so funny.
How does he send these, then? Does he send them in delay or something?
If somebody else is in on it. I don't want to spoil the plot.
These letters.
He writes them while he's still alive.
And how is that going to help her get over his death?
It's not really. And there's this line at the end. There was this group of teenagers behind me. There's a line at the end when she goes, I just don't feel him around me anymore. And this one of these teenagers goes, yes, that's because he's dead.
Yeah, that sounds...
It's really good.
Go and
see it and laugh.
It also sounds a bit like that film we talked about last week with Alan Rickman and the woman with the big nose. He was dead, didn't
he? He was, yeah. It's not as good as that horror movie, is it, that we were talking about last week? No way.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
They're coming for you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're acting like a child.
Look, they're coming for you. Look, there comes one of them now.
He'll hear you.
Here he comes now.
Also, we need to say sorry to everyone that we might have ruined P.S. I Love You for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry
Have you done a plot revealed there?
No.
Right, okay. But you're saying sorry for laughing?
Yeah.
Yeah, because... Were you laughing quite loud? Was Laura laughing quite loud? Yes, she probably was.
Lots of people are saying read the book. Is that aimed at P.S. I Love You, Night at the Museum, or I Am Legend?
Don't ask us.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1
Podcast.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hi, Scott, it's Sarah.
Hi, Sarah, what are you saying?
I'm saying that Laura's very insensitive as regards P.S. I Love You.
Really?
I thought it was very good and a very emotional film.
Some people are calling her a heartless cow.
Absolutely, she is heartless. If she was laughing at it, very heartless.
Sarah, I think you'll find I'm not heartless. I bought an organic free-range chicken and it's very expensive.
She bought a free-to-roam chicken at the weekend. How can you call that woman heartless?
Well, I went to Tesco's looking for one, but they were sold out.
Yeah, whatever.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.